I want to especially thank Danielle Saleh and Greg Nielsen for that lovely introduction. That person sounded interesting. I hope she can live up to it. And Danielle Saleh for persisting in the invitation, as well as all the logistics involved in this kind of thing. I come, of course, as an outsider. It's a precarious position to come as an outsider from the empire, to navigate or to assist in the navigation of a question as particular and as importantly detailed in its particulars as the question put before you with Bill 94. So what I want to do this evening is think about some of the assumptions in and about Western secularism that make such a bill possible, and hopefully, though it will be difficult for me to restrain myself, hopefully restrain myself from attempting to actually adjudicate the question because of my outsider status. So what I want to think about tonight are some of the assumptions that make possible this astonishing historical moment in which women's clothes are, as you just suggested, Greg, the subject of legislation in 21st century Western liberal democracies. A moment in which, in the name of freedom, equality, yes?
Course, yeah.
Better?
Yeah.
Okay. Security or secularism, the state is literally telling women, proposing to tell women what they can and cannot wear. Indeed, a moment in which, potentially, women will be ordered to take off their clothes in the public sphere or stay home, to strip or get out of the public space. Now, I will not be discussing the obvious. So I'm going to say the obvious and then not discuss it. That the West, in general, is having a giant Islamophobic seizure, one that extends from burqa bans to debates in my country about whether a Muslim community center may be built on private property a few blocks away from the World Trade Center, or whether a public radio news analyst may freely remark on his fear of Muslims, whether Muslims belong in the West at all, whether multicultural liberal societies can accommodate them, or whether, as the Germans have lately put it, multiculturalism is a failure. I will not be discussing that. I will not be discussing the extent to which these bans, these proposed bans, strike me as conveying an aggression toward Islam that exceeds any racism Western cultures have legally consecrated in decades.